because our children's Bible, if you have a look at one of the stories there, it talks about gift giving. And it says in there, the experts at gift giving are children. So we've got a few. Is there any more children who want to come forward and give me a hand? My daughter is trying to fiddle with my shoelaces. That's wonderful. Clearly wants this to go well. All right, guys, hey, I love Christmas. I think Christmas is absolutely awesome. I love the excitement. I love the anticipation. And it's Christmas today, isn't it? What is the best Christmas present you guys have ever got? I know you have to reach school back. Gear. What was that?
School gear.
Mark, do we have this microphone? There we go. What was it? Say that again.
School gear.
School gear. Awesome. Anyone else have some really cool presents? A Nintendo Switch. That sounds awesome. Any other really, really, really cool presents?
A boogie board.
A boogie board. Well done. Any other? What about, and here's a different question, What is the best Christmas present you've ever given?
My dad a mug.
Your dad a mug? Yes, fantastic. Very helpful for dads. Dads definitely need mugs. Any other presents you guys are given? The most awesome Christmas present you've ever given? Well, what did you give Daddy this year, Aiden? Do you know, girls? What did you give me this year? Can you remember? It was an hour ago. It begins with B.
Beer.
Beer, yes. Fantastic. Well done. Well, did you know that back when Jesus was born, there was a little system around gift giving, right? So if I gave you a present, you'd have to give me a present back. It's like a rule. But the present had to be of the same value or better, right? Otherwise, I'd be really offended. Right? So let's pretend. Why don't we choose someone to pick on in the audience, right? You pick someone generous. Who can we pick who's? Peter Marks, who just gave us our reading. I know Peter. Peter, why don't you stand up at the back there? Now, what little gift should we give Peter? We've got to start small. What's something small we could give? Something maybe delicious. What's up? Yep.
A chocolate kiss.
A chocolate kiss, a Hershey's chocolate kiss. So Peter, we give you a Hershey's chocolate kiss and you've got to equal that or better that.
A pig.
A pig? Okay, we're slightly offended.
Two pigs.
A red and a blue. Okay. So he's given us two pigs. What can we give him back that's better than two pigs?
Two horses.
Two horses. Right, Peter? Merry Christmas. Oh. Okay, so Peter's son is going to work for us for a week. So homework, chores, whatever it is. Now, if we give him something back that's the same value or greater, what might that be? What's something we could give? What's something we could ride around on?
Bike.
Was it?
Bike.
A bike. Should we give him something else as well? And a card saying how wonderful his son's work was. How about that? That sounds good. There you go, Peter. We give you a bike. Thank you for the service of your son. And a card saying that as well. A rental car from Yugo for 6 months. Thanks, Calvin. Appreciate that contribution as well. So we've got a rental car for 6 months. Imagine what all of us could do with a rental car for 6 months. You can top that? Okay, here we go.
A whole entire mansion with a pool.
A whole entire mansion with a pool. We're having to raise the bar there. Yugo do fantastic rental cars, so obviously having to raise it. A mansion with a pool. Fantastic. Peter? He's consulting with his advisors. Here we go. Oh. Well, there's some nodding. What do you reckon they're going to do? They're running out of things. they could share the forgiveness of Jesus with us. That is pretty impressive. I don't know if we can top that. All right, well, thank you guys for helping me out. That was really special. Why don't you go back to your seats, and there's a little present for you guys just over here. It'll give you a little bit of energy for the rest of the service. All right? So why don't you stop there with Becky, and she'll love to power you up. Down you go, sweetie. Should we give our children a round of applause? Wouldn't they do well? Okay, so just so you know, I wasn't making that up. That was a legitimate rule or a legitimate system that they had back around the first century BC. And the simple rule of that basically is if you give a gift to someone, or someone gives a gift to you, then unless you give the gift of the same value or greater, you're indebted to them. And you can kind of see how this would work out in society, can't you? Like, people would give people better presents so that you had a whole bunch of people in your pocket, and that, you know, you could always go, remember that time I gave you that gift? You know, kind of collude them with all sorts of things. And we kind of think, well, maybe, you know, that was back then, right? That was ancient times. But if we think a little bit more about our times now, it actually still exists. And think about if you've ever been invited to a birthday party. You've been given the gift of an invitation. Do we reciprocate that gift of an invitation? Right, what do? Get a present, don't we? We give them a present. And what do we also usually do? Invite them to our birthday, right? And then if they don't bring a present to my birthday, I remember the gift that I gave them, and there's that little bit of social awkwardness, there's that little bit of, you still owe me something here. But if it's all good, we're square, we're matched up, and that's fine. Another context is weddings. If you've ever been invited to a wedding, you're even given direction about what gifts are appropriate, you know, the register, so that you don't make that total social faux pas and get them a set of paper napkins. But of course, they also see the gift that you've given them and feel indebted to you. So what do? They write you a card. I won't say that. They write you a card saying how fantastic it was to have your presence, your being there to witness their public declaration of love for one another. Oh, and thank you very much for that wonderful gift that we told you to get us as well. Right? So if the gift's fine, that's great. There's no social awkwardness next time you meet them. You'll still invite them round to your house for dinner and everything like that. But at Christmas, what we find is that at least with the eternal gift-giving situation, God decided to end that situation. He ended it once and for all when baby Jesus was born at Christmas and for the rest of his life. Christmas is about gifts. And a lot of Christians get antsy about Christmas being about presents and saying, you know, we can't make it about presents and gifts because we'll forget about Jesus. But Jesus is all about gifts. In fact, he is the gift. It's primarily Christmas about the gift of God's gift to the world, his gift of saving the world, his gift of fixing and healing all the wrong and hurt in this ruined world. Christmas is about God washing away all the guilt and the fallenness in our hearts and bringing the world back to himself, our loving creator. But God, being God, knew that if he'd done this in a way that wasn't by giving this absolutely radical gift, we'd kind of mess it up. You see, if God gives us a gift at Christmas, in our system of reciprocity, of giving back to God, we'd need to give him something back, wouldn't we? And imagine if we could equal the gift that God gave us. What would we start thinking about ourselves, right? We'd start thinking, well, God's good, and I'm pretty good too, right? What if we could better the gift that God had given us? Suddenly, God's in my pocket, and I'm not indebted to him at all. In fact, God has to do a few things for me in order to make my life happy and do what I want. So in an audacious and revolutionary move, God gave the world a gift so epic, so valuable, that no other gift could even come close to it. And he gave this revolutionary gift because he doesn't want us scraping around with our lives, worrying about getting a gift together that is worthy of the gift of what we could do for him. He wants us to know that there's nothing we can give him back. Nothing we can give him that will make him accept us more and more, because he doesn't want our things. He doesn't want the stuff that we have in our lives. He gave us the gift of Jesus. He gave us the gift of his one and only Son. He gave us the gift of knowing him, the creator of the universe. He gave us the gift of having our sins washed away, of the promise of eternal life. He gave us the gift of eternal love, a love that is eternal in both its quantity and quality. And in light of giving all these gifts, the gifts in Jesus Christ, we're able to live a life of freedom here and now, right? And so there's nothing that we can give him back, but we still try and give him back things, don't we? We kind of feel this social awkwardness and that we've got to get back on right relationship with God. And so we give money often to church, maybe. We give to charity. We go through rituals and do the things that we think God wants us to do in order to get back to him. We go to church and we remember how many times we've gone to church and we feel bad if we didn't go to church. Not saying going to church isn't good, by the way, it is, but for the right reasons. We make our lists to justify ourselves that we deserve our relationship with God. But God doesn't want our lists. He doesn't want our achievements. He doesn't want our stuff, right? What does God want? He wants you. Just you, warts and all, to trust him, to know him, to see what he's done for you and the great gift that he's given you. And what he wants is a life from you lived in praise, a life lived in thanksgiving, a life lived in worship of God. God's desire is that you would respond with a life lived for Jesus, a life that is lived responding out of joy and delight at seeing the great gift that God has given you, and seeing and knowing how precious and valuable that gift is. And so this Christmas, as you open presents, as you remember the great gift of Jesus to the world from God, how great and valuable it is, will you accept that gift to you this Christmas? Will you accept Jesus into your life and heart and trust him? Will you respond to God's love, God's unmerited favor and blessing in your life, with a life lived with joy, with thanksgiving, and with praise? Because that's the greatest gift that we can give back to God. Merry Christmas.